hear the Good Neighbor Network, FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, audio and video streaming at WGNSradio.com. This is the WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Bart Walker.
Well, good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. This morning, we're focusing on some activities at the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office. We hear so much about how people, when they are incarcerated, they sometimes have an opportunity to improve their life skills. And we're going to learn about that today. Visiting with us from the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office, Lieutenant Richard Grissom is right here with us. Good morning to you. How are you today? Oh, he's not here. Okay.
Yeah.
The one person we start with is gone. Okay. let's see. You must be Brian Leahy.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Deputy Jill Miles.
Good morning.
Okay. Good morning. How are you today?
I'm well. Yourself?
Doing great. Deputy Jackie Rackley is with us this morning as well.
Good morning.
So we only lost. Is he okay? Did I not let the door stay open long enough?
Oh, no, he's good. He had some appointments he had to take care of.
Okay. Well, tell us about some of the life skill programs that you're offering. It must be a challenge when somebody's incarcerated. Something made them do some wrong things. Maybe they had no idea of how to do life right. And so you're helping them start over again.
Yes, sir. We offer numerous programs, such as reentry, integrating them back into society after they get out. And there's different classes in there that they can take and get certificates for. We have graduations for certain classes. We also offer, for the females, Doors of Hope. And we have HISET, which is the opportunity to get your GED. I've recently had two females that have passed all their GED. So that's something that they leave the facility with. One of the new things that we implemented was a tablet program in the facility. It was through a grant through the state of Tennessee, and they supplied tablets free of charge to the inmates. They have the opportunity to get certificates, earn certificates on there for different classes that they can take with them when they leave.
And so are these programs that are accepted in businesses, training that they have, that they are getting a certain skill or something of that sort?
Yes, sir. We have such as plumbing, electrical, HVAC. It's the start, so when they get out, they can use that certificate to start a program.
Now, when they get out, how much do they always get to the end of the program to be certified so that they, when they're released, they're ready to go to work somewhere?
Depending on what program they're taking, they don't always get to the end, because if they start a program a couple weeks prior, sometimes that program is months long, so they don't have the opportunity to finish everything. Their certificates are easier to finish on the tablets because they can do those quicker.
Do you hear back from these people sometimes 6 months later, a year later, 10 years later, and do they let you know it made a difference?
Absolutely. Sometimes they come back and visit, and sometimes they keep in touch to let us know how they're doing. It just depends.
So you're seeing a lot of positives from this. Let's talk a little bit more about some of the things that are happening in the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office. Let's ask Sergeant Brian Leahy, what are some of the things you're seeing that are happening in this program of giving people a second chance, I guess?
Well, you see tremendous changes with our males and females who's in the programs. There's a lot of accountability amongst our inmates that's in our programs. Our males and females, of course, we have program pod that they are housed in together so they can help each other, you know, with their programs. It also helps them to hold each other accountable, you know, so, you know, it's always positivity there. So maybe one of them is having an off day. So they've got, you know, their people there with them, you know, to lift them up, hey, help them get through. If they're stuck somewhere on something that they're working on for, you know, the program that they're in, they've got that push there, you know. So there's always help there from, you know, their fellow inmates and from line staff as well. So it's a very, very good thing that's going on. It's a lot of positive. I've seen a lot of changes in the inmates that has been in the programs. So it's a very good thing that we got going on right now, and I don't see it slowing down one bit. I just, everybody is keep bettering themselves, try to make each day better than the day it was before, and they get up each morning with a positive outlook on the day and just try to make each day successful.
As you look at some of the classes that they're taking, when they are first incarcerated, is that when they need to move quickly and get involved? Because I get time is you have a basic idea of how much time they have, but how much time does it take to complete one of these courses?
Well, it depends on the course, and it also depends on the process that they're going to go through with their charges in the court system. If they have a serious charge and they're looking at a long sentence, then it takes a little bit of time to get into class. So if they're looking at 30 days, 90 days, it's better for them to get into the class so they can start that and finish it prior to getting out, or start working on their certificates in the programs pod so they can take those with them.
So as you look at some of these people who are coming in, let's talk with Deputy Jackie Rackley now. As you look at some of these students, I call them students, they're inmates, whatever you'd like to call them, are you seeing some of them who need certain classes to do what they want to do with their life, but they just don't have enough time to complete a course? And what do you do when that happens?
Well, you know, giving them a base to start for post-release, you know, anything can help with employment when they get out. We offer things such as education, literacy, certain vocational, religious, substance abuse, and behavioral, which gives them hope and confidence to when they go out. You know, they can cause positive effects on the community. They can restore, you know, family relationships and generational changes in their family. You know, they don't have to be defined by their past. They can have a new beginning when they leave.
So when they come in and begin these programs, are they taught in the jail, or do they go down to the, the Tennessee Technology Center?
Yes, sir. They actually, our volunteers come to the jail, and they have classes every week, certain times during the week, and they have all their classes at the jail.
Okay, so they don't get out in the free world, so to speak.
Correct.
Okay, what kind of classes are there?
We offer reentry classes, which in those classes, they have the opportunity to have anger management, MRT, seeking safety, relapse prevention. We have codependency classes. Females are offered similar classes that they can all get certificates from and have graduations for.
Are there, I'm sure there are a whole lot more males than females, but I know that when the high-rise jail was built decades ago now, you turned the old smaller jail, which was gonna be the end-all of jails, but it was soon outgrown. That was turned into a total female facility, I believe.
Yes, sir. That's called the Annex.
The Annex, okay.
Yes.
What is the ratio of males versus females? That's a hard question right there.
Not a hard question, but we definitely have a lot more males than we have females in the facility. Our numbers are up right now, so
Is that numbers for both men and women? Or
yes.
Both up?
Yes. This morning, our total was 957 is what we had. that was at the end of third shift. And, of course, that number fluctuates from shift to shift. Depending on how many we have that's going to be released, you know, on each shift, or, you know, also how many is brought in, you know, throughout the day. So our number continuously, you know, fluctuates up and down. But at the end of third shift this morning, our total population was 957. So okay. It could either go down at the end of first shift, or it could go up at the end of first shift.
Maybe you've built more beds into the place or something, but I know when we used to talk about this many years ago, up around that number, you were almost peaking out. Is that still true?
Yes. Now, some of it is also what we have housed with us, and within that count is also what we have that's in booking, waiting to either bond out, or if they're not going to bond out, be dressed out and then classified and sent to the proper housing location.
Another issue that popped up in years past, and out of curiosity to see if it's changed, was the fact that you would book people and incarcerate them who were here from another county that didn't have space or didn't have the proper facility for that inmate, which I understood at that time we never got enough money paid to take care of those people, didn't get as much as we had to pay as a county. The state wouldn't reimburse you with the right amount. Has that ever, are we getting the proper reimbursement, or are we still footing the bill here in Rutherford County?
That I'm not sure of. I don't have the answers to okay. that. That's not something that I deal with within the sheriff's office.
Okay. So as people are coming into the area, we have a question here from a listener who's sent us a text, and they're asking about the times that people are released from jail. They said it used to be sometimes late in the evening, early morning hours, midnight, stuff like that, and that's not always a good time to be released out into the wild. Has that changed?
No, I don't think we even have released people at 12, 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning anymore. It's not really safe. So I think we try to do it at the beginning of first shift and throughout the shift, you know, when it's safer to do so.
When a person is released, is there somebody there to pick them up and try to get them back into society? Or
yes, they have family that comes up and picks them up. Now, sometimes they have family that's already there before they get out. Sometimes they have to, you know, wait just a few minutes. But, you know, they have family at all times to pick them up.
And from any of you, what are some of the most emotion-filled gatherings that you've seen where people are getting out of jail? Have you ever seen, especially some of the people who go through some of these classes, do they look back at you and say, thank you for giving me some new hope? Which would, I mean, that would be phenomenal. Do they realize what they've just received?
Most definitely. We actually had a food truck yesterday at the jail, which we normally have once a week. And she asked me, the owner of it, do you remember me? She used to visit the jail back in the day, some years ago, and she's made amazing progress in her life. So she's doing really good.
So she used to be incarcerated?
Yes, sir.
And now she's her own boss?
Yes, sir.
That has to make you feel good.
It really does. I think in the end, of course, our job is sometimes stressful and hard. But if you have one person, this is what I say for myself. If I have one person a year that, you know, comes back, thanks you, you know, writes you a letter, you know, you hear positive things about their life and how they're doing good. Sometimes you get phone calls or letters just thanking you for what you did for them. And it seems, because it's our job, it seems so little, but you never know how big of an impact you left on somebody's life. So we have seen so many testimonies of people that have completely turned their life around. Some of my volunteers that actually work for the different classes that we have been incarcerated in the past years ago.
So they have noticed a big change in their life, and they knew where it came from. So I would imagine that many of them, when they get out of jail and have taken advantage of some of these programs, they also have thought about, I wish we had learned about such and such. Do they call you and give you those new ideas, and then you search them out and see if that class could be taught for future inmates?
Yes, and sometimes they just add that class to their curriculum, and we just have to approve it and make sure that everything's okay for them to teach it. So they just implement it in their curriculum, and it's a new positive thing that was their idea, and a great idea at that.
By the way, our phone number is 615-893-1450. You can text us your questions, and you don't even have to be on the radio. You can, don't have to have that embarrassment. 615-893-1450. We will be right back. We're going to check on the traffic and weather. Stay with us.
Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett. Weekday mornings at 10.
WGNS, your good neighbor station.
Rutherford County's place to talk.
Shopping for your DIY projects, odds are at the Habitat Restore.
We got it.
If you have a painting project going on, we have plenty of paint supplies. Come see us here at the Habitat Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need batteries, come to the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today at the Habitat Restore, but it may be gone tomorrow.
We got it.
Life changes, then it changes again. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure that you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard, or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Mary Ellen Evans calls Adams Place home.
So this space here at Adams Place is large enough for anybody to create the same environment they had at home. Plus, it has things like 9-foot ceilings with architectural detail. So that gives it a feeling of spaciousness. So it's a wonderful place to call home.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Adams Place.
Good morning, T-Dot's wrapping up a crash over here on 40 westbound just before Fessler's, 24 eastbound at New Salem Highway out in Rutherford County. Looked like motorists were dodging a big piece of debris out there. Still a lot of volume coming up through Brentwood, Franklin right now through Williamson County on 65 going northbound. Hey, whether you need a new roof, roof repair, or roof inspection, call Independent Roofing Specialist today at 991-2358 or go online to irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
We'll see periods of showers and thunderstorms developing here this afternoon, with partial sunshine developing in a high into the mid-90s. Tonight, chance for storms alone near 70. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS. Currently, it's 77.
Hi, this is Ryan with Tire World Laverne, here to serve all your automotive needs in Rutherford County. We welcome all your fleet and commercial accounts, along with all your regular routine maintenance. Tire World, a hometown family business you can trust.
This is MTSU President Sidney McPhee. You're listening to WGNS, your local connection to Blue Raider Atlanta.
WGNS AM, FM, online.
Welcome back. Our number is 615-893-1450. If you'd like to join us this morning, 615-893-1450. We're talking about the classes that are offered to the inmates at the Rutherford County Adult Detention Center. Sergeant Brian Lahue is with us, Deputy Jill Miles, and Deputy Jackie Rackley. Between the three of them, they have some answers for you. They are a part of these programs where the inmates are getting new life skills as well as other educational programs. Now, when we talk about new life skills, you mentioned about the lady who drove up in a food truck, and that's definitely a life skill. So what did she learn? How do you learn to do a food truck, or do you just learn how to make change, how to do checkbooks, how to do general life skills? What are they lacking when they come in?
I would say a lot of them are addicts. So if they can recover, then they have so much good in them. And the biggest negative is them being an addict. So it's not that they weren't a good person and they didn't have good skills. It's the fact that they just needed help or an opportunity to go through recovery.
So they have to go through a program to get them off of whatever they were addicted to? Is that the first thing? I mean, you got to get rid of that.
Sometimes through the courts, they actually leave on furloughs to go to recovery. So it depends how long they need or how long they're approved for. They can go to recovery or a rehab anywhere from 30 days to possibly 18 months to 2 years and work the program. And then come out of recovery and live a good, healthy life.
We have a question here from a listener, and they're asking about what is available for veterans. A lot of veterans in Murfreesboro are here for different services, but they are ending up in jail because of addictions that they have. What is available for them?
We do have, through the courts, the veterans courts. You have several, different programs through our courts that they can go through, but we do have a veterans program where they get the help that they need, and from there, I know Lieutenant Grissom, he's kind of like the liaison through, the courts and the sheriff's office and with each one of the programs that they have. So he works really hard to help each individual that, needs help to, get them pointed in the right direction for the programs, that they actually need to better themselves. So he's a big plus for us and for the people that comes in and actually needs help. So he gets them pointed in the right direction and, gets the ball rolling to get them the help that they need through the different programs they have through the court system.
And here's another question from a listener. They're talking about how we hear so much about people who are law enforcement officers. They're running into people who have all sorts of issues, but they themselves are not trained to handle those issues. Do you think that Rutherford County Sheriff's Office and police in this area, are they better equipped to handle people who have issues such as homelessness, addictions, things of that sort, which might make them go to other crimes?
Rutherford has a CIT program where it's crisis intervention training, so when they do encounter individuals with mental health issues and things of that nature on the streets, they are better equipped to handle those situations with those individuals.
Do we have any place to take those individuals for help, for guidance?
They do try to take them to the hospital or things of that nature rather than incarceration if that's not needed. That way they're not stuck in the court system and they can get the help that they need for their mental health issues.
Okay, so there are places here in the area where they can get the addiction, beat it, and still be able to maybe be with family, be with people who care, positive influences. How important are the positive influences? I mean, family members being close by. Is that very important?
It's definitely very important because, you know, the men and women that we have, they need all the positivity that they can get in their corner, whether it's from family, friends, the staff that we have at the Sheriff's Department. That's a big plus. Even, you know, with the males and females that's housed with them, you know, that could be some positive, you know, motivation for them also, because you're not doing it alone. You know, you got someone right there that's helping you along the way, even on the outside, even from staff. Just to be able to see the positive improvement from our men and women that we have that's going through these programs is a big deal to us. I know some of them, it's like you see throughout your time there, you know, it kind of seems like, you know, their family, and you just, everybody needs a chance. So who's going to be the person to give them the chance? I want, you know, to see everybody succeed. So if it's me giving you some of my time throughout the day, that way, you know, to get you understanding of something that you may be going through or whatever the case may be, then it's a win for me.
Well, and some of the classes that we have, they also help heal, give them tools to heal relationships with their families, and that they can have a positive relationship when they get out of incarceration.
It's just a great feeling all the way around just to see them to succeed at what they put their mind to, and just to keep reminding them that you can do anything you set your mind to. You just need, you know, to keep at it and know that, you know, everybody's got someone in their corner to, you know, to help you along the way.
All righty, our phone number is 615-893-1450. And here's another question. What is the number of those currently behind, well, I think you've told us that, but they want it again, behind the bar in Rutherford County?
Hang on 1 second, okay. I can look that up for you.
Okay, and while he's doing that, let's see, here's another question. Does volunteering come with jail, they say, lunch? I'm not sure what they, but do you have volunteers at the jail? I mean, I'm not sure exactly what they're asking, other than do you have volunteers who can help with these programs?
Absolutely. All of our classes that we offer right now are through different programs, and they are volunteers that come in. We have reentry through the county. We have Doors of Hope that comes in. We have different volunteers that come in for different services. So if that's what they're referring to, they're all volunteers that come in.
So if you would like to volunteer with any of these programs, do you apply at the sheriff's office, or do you go to like Doors of Hope and say, I want to apply?
Depending on what you're going to do, if you're going to work with Doors of Hope, you would have to go through them, and then we do have an application that we have to do before you would be approved to come into the jail. Or depending on if you wanted to come in for a service or something to that aspect, you would come to the jail and fill out an application, and there's a class you have to take and a process we go through, sir.
Okay. So if somebody comes to you and says, I've hit the bottom, I don't know what to do, I've tried everything, nothing has worked, can you just guide me in some direction? I don't care, just any direction is better than where I am right now. Can you help somebody like that?
Yes, depending on what they would want the most help with, if it's their addiction or rehab, we do have a program where they go through a process to find a rehab and get approved through the court system, their attorney, all that. If it's something else, we have numerous resources on the kiosk at the jail that they can help with if they're looking for like a halfway house, or they're looking for housing on the outside, they're looking for a job, we have numerous resources. So depending on what it is, we would start with the most important thing that they need or want help with.
So you try to get them in a position where they are suitable to get a job once they finish up their time in jail. Because you don't want them back again. And they don't want to come back either, I wouldn't think.
Yeah, when we see them again, we want to see them out on the street succeeding and doing good for themselves. So that's the best part, you know.
Share with us some more, because that was a wonderful story you said, shared with us about the food truck. What are some other things that, you know, have come to you that are really positive?
I have, we had a female that was incarcerated. I can't even begin to tell you how many times she's been back and forth to the jail for all these years. And her last stay with us, she finally decided to get her GED. And she passed all of her classes.
Oh, wow.
So she was the first one this year to have passed all her classes. And I just had another one 2 weeks ago that passed all hers. So she got her GED too. So, something else. I have another female who was in and out of 940 for years. She is actually one of the biggest helpers with getting some of these inmates into rehab. She helps find them different rehabs, and she came up to the jail yesterday to pick one up that was going into rehab, and it's always a pleasure to see her. And some of the things that we go to, different get-togethers or classes or stuff like that, we've seen her at. So it's always nice to see how good she's doing.
Very
it's
good.
Such a blessing.
So if you have some skills yourself, perhaps you have been a full-fledged person who works with air conditioning, heating systems, or maybe you're an electrician or a mechanic or something of that sort. Are those classes that would be offered, that type of classes? Or is that too, is that a little deeper than you jump into the professional areas?
Well, that's not something that we have at the moment. In the future, it would be amazing to have that for them. But that's not something that we currently have. But some of our guys that qualifies to work in maintenance, they're able to work with our maintenance staff and learn those skills. And that's something that they can take with them whenever they get released. So it helps them, you know, they can go, you know, some jobs, you know, have apprenticeship programs, you know, that they can go into whenever they get out. And it's just, you know, a skill that they picked up and learned while they was working with our maintenance guys, and you're just learning from them. So our maintenance department, they put a lot of time and energy into their inmate workers, you know, teaching them the skills that, you know, that they need and can use. Some of them, you know, don't even have, you know, certain maintenance, you know, qualifications or skills, and it's something that they pick up and, you know, learn really, really well. And, you know, they see our maintenance staff and everything out and thank them for, you know, teaching them the skills of a trade that, you know, they was able to better themselves. So, you know, that's for any kind of like maintenance stuff, that's where they would get it there. But we don't actually have a program set in place for HVAC, plumbing, or anything like that at the moment. That would be something that we would love to have in the future, but we just don't have it at the moment. So
here's a message from a lady who says, my son had been at 940 many times, in and out, throughout his younger years, and it was just hard for him always to get a job because with his record, nobody wanted to hire him. Is there something you can do to help people like that? I'm sure he's not the only one who was turned down many times because of the mistakes he made earlier in life. What about that?
I would say currently more jobs except felons nowadays than they did in the past. We do have lists of jobs that accept felons. We have resources for that too. That's on our kiosk. So if they know that they're getting out, they have some options. And, you know, if they're looking for a job, some people go back to their, you know, old job or whatever. But there's lots of resources, more updated resources nowadays who accept felons.
Now, you talked about your kiosk. What is this, just a bulletin board or is it an electronic kiosk? Well, what is your kiosk?
The kiosk is like a computer system that they can log on to. And that's where we put out updates. They can go on there and see what programs are available for them. That's how they visit with their family. They can message back and forth with their family. That's what our kiosk is. And each housing unit has four kiosks in each housing unit that that they use.
Okay, so this is something in the lobby area of each pod, your jail pod, is that right?
Yeah, in the housing units, they have like a little room that they go into, and it's set up. There's four kiosks on the wall, and they, you know, got a place to sit, and they can use the kiosk to fill out applications for programs, send in requests, you know, if they needed, you know, information. If they forgot what their court date was, they can send us a request and say, hey, can you tell me what my court date is? And we can message them back and say, hey, your court date is such and such date at approximately this time.
Here's another question. This one says, in today's life, we need computer skills. Obviously, in everything we do, it's a computer here or there. Do you offer training in how to use computers and also to be sure that they are computer literate?
If someone doesn't understand how to use the kiosk, we can go and help them with the kiosk, but the majority of the people that we have are, you know, understand how the kiosk and stuff works. So if we have someone who has, you know, little to no experience with computers, staff will go up and show them how to log in and where to go to, you know, send in requests or ask for, you know, to fill out applications and so on and so forth.
Okay, we've got another note from probably the same person. This one says, I was not referring to that type of training, but do you have programs that teach your inmates how to get a job running a computer at an office or, you know, even delivering in a truck? Oftentimes those have computers in them, and it's a whole new way of keeping track of things through computer technology. Do you offer training in that?
We actually have our tablets that I talked about. We use those, and those are available for our programs, pods, and our classes that we do. And it's kind of set up like a keyboard. So they have different trainings on there and certificates that they can get. And also that's like our reentry program, they help them with their basic skills.
Our phone number is 615-893-1450. We're going to pause for just a moment. We'll be back and continue the conversation.
Don't throw away old flags. WGNS retires Old Glory with respect. Bring those tattered Bibles here too. We're more than talk.
Hi, this is Amanda at Animal City, inviting your family to come do business with my family. If you find yourself feeling stressed, come enjoy the benefits of fish in our Tranquil Aquatics Department. Studies have proven that watching aquarium fish can reduce stress and lower blood pressure. We are proud and thankful to be celebrating our 33rd year in the Murfreesboro community. That's Animal City. We're at 919 Northwest Broad Street, right here in Murfreesboro. Please check out our Facebook page.
Hi, this is Peter Demas. One of the things that we've done years ago is we've been able to do our orders, like our pastas and many other items, that we used to be able to put them in large pans, and now we have a catering team that will even deliver it to your home. We can drop it off for you, set it up, or they can come in and pick it up. look up our catering menu on www.demusrestaurants.com. This is Peter Demus at Demus's Restaurant, 1115 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
Helen Alexander, what do you enjoy most about Adam's Place?
Well, I like it because I'm well taken care of and I'm not afraid at night. And I lived by myself 18 years after my husband died, so I feel safe here. I am very blessed to be here at Adam's Place, very blessed.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adam's Place. Call me for more information about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Adam's Place.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. All those friends you've made while banking here over the years, well, they're still there. And so are the delicious, warm, homemade cookies.
In Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Everything you enjoyed at Capstar, still there at Old National Bank. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We're News Radio WGNS, 100.5, 101.9, 1450, online and on your phone at WGNSradio.com.
Welcome back. We're talking about opportunities that inmates have at the Rutherford County Adult Detention Center. And visiting with us this morning, Sergeant Brian Lehew, Deputy Jill Miles, and Deputy Jackie Rackley. And we're in the final segment. A few minutes ago, we had a question about how many inmates do you have incarcerated at the Rutherford County Adult Detention Center? And Sergeant Brian Lehew has done some checking on that. You got a revised number there.
Yes, sir. It's 771 for our males and 140 for our females.
Okay, so that's considerably less than what does it vary it, by it, years it just, or it, day or what? What
it, it fluctuates every hour. I mean, they could say, hey, we got three being released right now. So, you know, those three getting released, you know, of course, you know, reduces the numbers. Or we could have, you know, other agency come in with three or four that they have arrested. And then so that's, of course, you know, going to make our numbers go up, you know, three or four. So it fluctuates, you know, throughout the day.
Now, in these hot, hot days, when it's just miserable outside, do you find that crime increases? Do you find more people coming into the system? Or do they just stay in and stay out of trouble? What? Everybody's pointing to you. I believe you got that one.
I don't really know to give a correct answer for that because, you know, I'm not out on the streets amongst, you know, the general public, so I really can't speak for that. So I don't know how to give you a correct answer for that.
Okay, well, that's a good, honest answer. looking at some of the other things, we have about 5 minutes left, and here's a listener who's wanting to know, are there some other classes? How do we get ideas to you on classes to consider? Any way to do that? And I've got a feeling they're fishing for employees. This is from a business here in town. If they have a need for employees, can they come to you? Do any businesses offer training that they come to you and maybe offer? I know they do that in the high schools. So would they do that with the jails?
Not prior to being released, but there are some businesses that have contacted us and let us know that they do hire convicted felons, so they can be added to the list on the kiosk.
Okay, so there, I mean, that gives a positive direction for somebody who's about to be released instead of just going out on the streets and probably meeting up with the same people that they got in trouble with before. They go out on the streets with a new direction.
Yes, sir. And also, the address can be posted, or they can ask for the address and receive an application and fill that out and get the process started. If they know that they have a certain out date and they know that they're going to leave September 1st, they can go ahead and start getting everything together. So when they get out, they can, you know, set up an interview and do anything that they need to do prior to being released. That way they can, you know, have some positivity in their life when they leave. Sure. And know that, you know, they have that opportunity for a couple different job interviews or whatever they're looking for.
So if they came to you and said, we need a person who has at least a menial computer skill level or an ability to do some light bookkeeping or, you know, make change at a counter or something of that sort, do you work with that person to, before they're released, to get them those skills? Can you work with them? If you knew what the skills are that they need for this certain job, do you ever custom train them to get a job when they get on the outside?
I think that's something that the department would probably be open to if a business wanted to contact and, you know, try to set something up if there was a large need for a certain skill set that an inmate might need when they were released.
So for people who are listening who have a business, and everybody's advertising, even the sheriff's office is always, we have job openings. More people are there are more job openings than there are people, obviously, who want to fill them. So as you start looking around at things for these people to do when they get released, do you get a lot of numbers, a lot of businesses coming to you? I mean, is it similar to all of these jobs available that we hear about? Or are people just quiet about it?
I wouldn't say we get a lot of people that contact us regarding looking for new employees or, you know, somebody when they get out. They may contact us just to let us know that they do hire, you know, somebody with a record. But other than that, I've never had anyone specifically ask me to train them for those job duties prior to their release.
Okay. And on that note, we want to say thank you, each and every one of you, for joining us this morning and sharing what you're doing to make life better for those who are incarcerated for one reason or another, and so that they can come back into life and be more successful. From the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office, Sergeant Brian Lehew with us, Deputy Jill Miles, and Deputy Jackie Rackley. Thank you very much for joining us. Hope you have a super rest of the day. Stay with us. Much more to come right here on your good neighbor station, WGNS Murfreesboro.